The Giants prepare for a West Coast road trip with a change on offense. I'm Madeline Burke with your two-minute drill. A day after the Giants announced Eli Manning would not start Sunday's game in Oakland, President and CEO John Mara addressed the media on the quarterback situation. You can read the full transcript on Giants.com. And Big Blue returned to the practice field on Wednesday. Head coach Ben McAdoo addressed the media, pointing out how Manning is handling the transition.
Eli's he's a pro. He's a Hall of Famer, tremendous teammate and competitor. And he showed up today doing everything he can do to help the other quarterbacks and the offense and the team get better and have a chance to win on Sunday.
Sterling Shepard returned to practice Wednesday after missing the last two games with migraines. The wide receiver talked about overcoming that setback.
I mean, when I was younger, I dealt with it a lot, but kind of stopped after a while. And then, I don't know, that one just hit me like real hard. And crazy thing was, it was lasting for so many days. You know, I just didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if it was migraines or what, but I wasn't feeling too good at all.
And our Paul Dottino caught up with running back Orland Darkwa, who broke down the matchup with Raiders defensive end Khalil Mack.
Oh, man, he's powerful. He has an array of moves that he can get to the quarterback. And like I said, he's a good run stopper as well. And so he's just a powerful player, an impact player. Like you said, he can dominate a game. So we got our hands full with him. But at the same time, we're confident with the guys that we have in our line to handle him. And we're definitely going to game plan for him as well as the rest of the defense.
You can catch the full interview on Giants First and 10 Friday at 5:30 p.m. on MSG with re-airs all weekend on MSG Networks. And don't forget to send in your questions for Harry Carson, Carl Banks, and Bob Papa. Tweet them using the hashtag Madeline's Mailbox, and I'll ask your questions on this week's First and 10.